Hey, my friends, it is the one and only the Lit Southern Belle, Mimi Nava, and you're listening to the Lit Southern Belle. Hey, my friends, we are back and flourishing. Okay, so excuse my voice. I sound like I'm sick because, well, sinuses is trying to attack me. But other words, the topic for today is alignment. Alignment. Now I'm like, what's that mean? Excuse me. Alignment? I don't think so. Or you're like, rest of the people who know what alignment is, they're just like, ah, I heard this enough on Twitter. I'm tired of this word alignment, tired of all this spiritual talk. Damn, tell us something that we want to know so that we can actually apply to our lives, because that's what you're supposed to do, right? Hey, first of all, get off my back, get off my areolas. Second of all, don't ever cuff me like that, ever. And third of all, if you don't know what alignment is, let me educate you open-minded people who actually ready to learn. Alignment, it's a noun, and it says arrangement in a straight line or in a correct or appropriate relative positions. Second definition is a position of agreement or alliance. Now, you're looking at these definitions for people who got their questions. They're like, well, what is she going to do with that? I am going to give you a short story. Because why? I'm giving you a short story because I'm going to just give you an example of alignment. Alignment, let's just put it in layman's terms, is when things line up for you in ways where you think it is really luck, but it's not. It's just you being blessed, and everything that you've been working and you've been reaping has finally just grown into turned into beautiful roses. Now, I'm not good with the flowers and stuff like that, but it's turned into beautiful flowers, and everybody likes roses, so let me fix that. And the story I have from this really is how I got my internship. Now, I got my internship at this up-and-coming station, which is also a podcast. And, you know, I was really hype about it because I applied for it. And I'm studying because it's still unbelievable to this day of how I got this internship. Like, it's really God or whoever you worship, you know, if you don't align with the word God. But, bro, for me, it was God. Really just lining things up for me and just blessing me and showing me and putting in front of my face is that this is what I'm supposed to do. I'm not going to go into like, oh, it's predestination, things like that, because I kind of not on that wave. You know, there's some things we do have in our control, but nonetheless, that's another conversation. So I applied to this internship, I would say, about the middle of last week, like last Tuesday, Wednesday, and they replied back to me the next day, saying, hey, we want you to come in this Saturday for an interview at 1:30. We love your portfolio. So, you know, I sent all my stuff in. I sent all my platforms in. You know, I'm like, I'm pulling out all the stops because I'm like, okay, radio station, work for radio show, be a social media promoter, work the board, you know, edit, do some audio editing, some video editing. Also, working for radio station means promo. Guess what? I can go work for other radio stations in the summertime while I'm working for them. So, like, it's just experience on top of experience. And to me, it's closer and closer to getting my own radio show. When I say I want to have my own talk show, that can be radio or TV. Most people that do TV have done radio first. So, I like to follow some type of motions. I like to have one prepared before the other. But less about me. Less about, like, that little bit. But, so when I applied, they replied back to me, told me to come in. So Saturday, I got up extra early. I went to bed extra early that night before. Like, I was this excited, y'all. And I was just so hyped. I got my outfit together. I was real professional looking. Even though it's a radio show, like, I still, like, jazzed it up a little bit because it's not like I'm working for corporate. And I was just so happy until I called. Until I typed in the address to get this Uber. This Uber was $15. So getting there and getting back would have charged me at least $30 just on my own. On my own. Literally. And I know you're like, what in the world, Mimi? Like, what you got going on? Yes, sis. On my own. So I had to pick up the phone. I called them. I said, I cannot make this interview due to distance. So the lady was like, okay, let me take down your name. I tell her my name. I didn't want to resist and be like, no, why am I tell you my name? Because, you know, something in my gut was just like, just give the lady your name. What's the worst that can happen? They don't call you back? Well, you know, it's happened to me before. Whoop-de-doo. So I gave her my name. And, you know, she wrote down my phone number. And she was like, we'll get someone to call you. We'll get the person that's over it, the director, to call you back after the show is done. They get done at 2 o'clock. So 2:30 rolls around. Because, you know, when they say show ends at 2 o'clock, show ends right at 2 o'clock, but also there's going to be notes. It's going to be another pitch session. It's going to be some more ideas around. It's going to be some announcements. So that's about 15, 20 minutes and then 10 extra for questions and, you know, whoop-de-whoop, all the extra stuff. So she calls me at 2:30. She's like, hey, you're Mimi, right? I said, yeah. She said, you had a problem getting here because of distance? I said, yeah. Calling the Uber was like $15. I was like, I can't afford that right now. Like, it's not really like, you know, good for me to make trips like that there and back, or make trips there and not be able to get back. She's like, I completely understand. And she was just like, I've been looking at your podcast, been looking at your YouTube. And funny thing is, before she said all this, she said, do you still do the radio on campus for Clark? And I was like, yeah, I will start back up in about a week or so. And she's looking at me like, wow, okay, cool. She said, we liked the interview, the civil interview that you did. I was like, what? Mind you, I forgot that in my portfolio that I sent, I got a snippet of an interview that I had from last semester. Mind you, I only did 2 interviews last semester, so I wasn't really proud of the content I put on the radio because I only did 2 interviews. I didn't like that. I'm used to doing more because I like to showcase my interviewing skills. So she saw that interview. She thought it was great. Then she ended up going on all my social media handles. She went on my Instagram, saw all the things I've been doing. Then she went on my YouTube, saw the interviews I did there. Only did 3 interviews on YouTube. But just those in general and just my videography skills alone, loved it. Then she was like, I listen to your podcast. She said, you're the Lit Southern Belle. She's like, I already know that. You're the Lit Southern Belle. I'm trying my best not to call you Mimi. She called me my government name. I just say Mimi to cover it because I don't want y'all to know my government name because y'all crazy out here. But she was just like, okay. She said, I don't want to call you Mimi because I don't want to like seem like I've been stalking you, but I've done my research on you and you it. You are it. Like, we want you. This is like, you are the person we want for this. And for her saying out her mouth that she wants me and really just my platform, my brand as a whole, is honestly was jaw-dropping. It was, I couldn't do anything but smile through the phone and just say thank you, because I don't think people get it. Like, you know, you make all this content, your biggest fear is people gonna like the shit, because not everybody like your stuff. And, you know, I'm at the point where I'm just getting 1,000 viewers and I'm actually monetizing off of this every single day to where, like, I can just sit at home and just make podcasts whenever I feel like. I'm not at that point in my career. So it's really stressful when I'm doing all this and hate rushing all this and then realize that I only get 2 plays after a week, or only get 1 play after a week, or on my YouTube channel only get 5 views after 2 weeks. So it's just stuff like that that just kind of just bothers me, because it's like I'm not getting anywhere. But seeing someone who just took my portfolio and went to the maximum with it and literally was like, okay, I already had you put in positions that I wanted you to do. And hate to say, she kind of mimicked what God said, like, he already has prepared rooms for you. Like, you know, preachers always say, like, God has already prepared rooms for you that you haven't walked in yet. You know, like, God's already prepared rooms for you that you haven't entered into yet. However that goes, like, he's just waiting for you to grow and he's preparing you to get to that point. So you do walk in the rooms, you know what to do, you know how to do, you a boss. And it's crazy because the fact that she saw my stuff and already put me in positions. Mind you, she sent me an email like it was an interview. Mind you, they wanted to come meet me. It wasn't an interview. I already had the job before I walked into the building. I already had the job and they haven't even seen my actual face in person. They saw my face through a screen of what I've sent them. They already wanted me after seeing two articles. One was a commentary, one was an article from previous semester, and link to my podcast, link to my YouTube, and a snippet of a radio show on an on-air interview, which is not that much for a portfolio. My portfolio is very small, but that small portfolio was like, yeah, we want you to do social media promo, we want you to do videography, and we want you to work the board. Mind you, when I told her, I said, oh, I want to do those three things, she said, that's what I already have you doing. That's what I would have you doing coming in here Saturday from 11 to 4. I tell y'all, I never have in my life felt so good and felt so prepared and felt like something was so perfect and deserving for me. And that was alignment. I could make it. I gave them my number. I didn't think she would call me back, but she called me back because she wanted me. Funny thing is, I don't think she realized that I wanted to be there. I was so excited to be there, and I let that one thing crush it because I really physically couldn't go or do anything. And that alignment, it just shifted back in place. Everything was going so great. I was like, I'm about to get me an internship, about to be popping this year, 2020, about to be it. Then that one little thing happens. I let it ruin my day. I would say I let it ruin my day. I let it ruin about 30 minutes of my day. And then I went back to my regular schedule program of sitting in bed, watching TV, doing God knows what. Till I get that phone call, and you know, it's kind of like God said, hey, pick up your phone. You may not know who this number is, pick it up anyways. And it's a blessing. You know, honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if the card said blessing and it was saying so and so wants to talk. Like, I really wouldn't be surprised. But that alignment, the reason why I say it's alignment is because I wanted this position so bad. And turns out they wanted me just as bad. All I had to do was pick up the phone, answer the call, and take a leap out there. If I would have never given the lady my name, I would have never had the interview sitting right here right now. I'm at the internship right now. I would have never had the internship that I've been given if I didn't give her my name, if I'd even pick up the phone. Due to me, if I was going to sit here and be in a complete rut and be in distress about not being able to go because of some money situation, I wouldn't have had an internship. I would have been blessed with that because I kept myself open to positivity. Yes, I was hurt, but I was still hopeful, thinking like, you know, maybe I'll be able to go next weekend. Maybe I'll be able to go the week after that. I kept the possibility open. I never shut it down completely or shut it off. I kept it open. I left it on the table. I just was like, I'm going to come back to it later when I'm prepared. And hate to say it, the universe or God just showed me, you are prepared. So let's just bring this in another way. They called me. And the way it aligned, it was just correct and appropriate position. The timing and everything was just correct and appropriate. Calling back. And it turns out, y'all, this is what got me. She said, I'll come pick you up. She said, you let me know when you're able to come back here this weekend so we can meet whichever weekend so we can meet you. You can work the board. You can run things and get a feel of everything. You call me, let me know when you're able to come back a Saturday, and I'll pick you up. Mind you, she didn't have to do that. Most people that do internships don't care. You have to find your own transportation, your own place to live, your own. Pretty much you got to just find everything on your own. They're not going to help you. And like that says, that alignment. She was like, hey, you don't have a car? I'll come pick you up. It was her attitude. She just gave me the best attitude ever to really just be like, that's how bad she wanted me there. That's how bad she wanted my skills and my skill set. She realized that no one can do what I do, how I do it. And that's what she likes, is what I do, how I do it on a daily basis. And I think that is a blessing. And that's just pure alignment. That's my story of alignment. It's just everything happening. I'm thinking everything's about to fall apart because I didn't get able to go and all this other stuff that I could have thrown a fit over. But I realized I just sit back, chilled, relaxed. Listen to some music to calm down. Got back in bed, lay down, calm down. I didn't freak out. And I didn't freak out as much, but I kind of, you know, was a little shaken up and I chilled. And while I was chilling, stuff was just aligning, you know, stuff was just falling into place for me. And, you know, it's just the universe of God realizing that, like, nah, this is what you were called to do. You're ready for this internship. You're ready for this position. You're ready to work at a radio station. Quote unquote, funny thing is, I said at the beginning of 2020, I said, I want an internship at a radio station. I don't care if it's 103, Hot 107.9, Hot 79, 94.5, 104.1. I didn't care what station it was. As long as it was a station in Atlanta, guess what? Funny thing she said. She said, if you work for us, you know, after you work for us for a while, you can go to V103 and have a job. Or you can go to so-and-so and have a job and possibly get you a show if you show us, you know, that you're capable and worthy. And, you know, honestly, I'm glad I'm working at a place that is up and coming because it prepares me for the ones that already are established. But the thing is, they help me with my brand as well. They're not helping me with just radio. They help me with my YouTube. They help me with my podcast. They help me with everything that I am known that's under the umbrella of my brand. So it's something that's helping me in all types of ways, not just partially. And it was correct and appropriate in all aspects. Not one type of flaw. Only flaw was distance, but that flaw got fixed. Why should she say, I'll pick you up? And I couldn't feel any better. I was so excited to tell the news. I was so excited to just really just bask in it. Like, I had to tell somebody. It's like, when you get news so good, you have to tell your close homies or your friends, whatever you call your friends or your close people, your circle, the good news of how you've been blessed and how you've been acknowledged for who you are naturally, the things you've worked your ass off for. Because this ain't easy, y'all. Getting up here talking and the talking's easy, but getting stuff put together, making sure it's good, making sure the topics I have for y'all are really going really flow with y'all and it really just be telling y'all what y'all, you know, that's a huge responsibility. Because my words are power. Words are power regardless, no matter who's saying it, but mine are power because I'm trying to heal and help, not hurt, you know, not to be hurtful, not to be destructive. I'm trying to heal and help and assist. And those are the people that gotta be, you know, on their shit. And I think I'm just brave to tell y'all that I'm not always on my shit. And that, yeah, I'll be falling through. Y'all see the past episode, I'll be falling through. I'll be acting up, cutting up. I'm not gonna tell all my business though, y'all, because y'all nosy. But no, that's my story of alignment. And honestly, what does alignment mean? I just said it. But really, how do I know that it's alignment? And how do I know that, like, it's nothing, like, bad just happening all together? That's a tragic case. Because you have to think of some things with a discernment. Some things are not always alignment. Yes. Common sense. I don't even have to explain that any further. But that's my story of alignment. And, honestly, I have some more to say about alignment, though. Because some people think they deserve it when they're not ready. Ooh, never mind. We'll set it for the next portion of it. So we'll be right back. Take a little break. All right, my friends, we back and flourishing. So after I've told my story of alignment, my reflection on this is, y'all, it could be times where you're like, I'm not doing nothing right. No one's watching my videos. No one's listening to my podcast. No one's looking at my writing or no one's seeing my paintings and I'm not getting put into the game. Like, just stuff like that. You start to have doubts just about what you do and just, you know, how you do it. Wonder if it's good enough until you just out of nowhere just get dropped with this person who loves everything about you. You know, they love how you do your work. They love your career goal. They can help you get further in your career path. It just so happens that you bump into them when you bump into them. And I ever think anything is fate or coincidence. You know, I think it's God of the universe. One and two. And it's just really amazing to me that, you know, sometimes when you doubt yourself the most, that's when the best things happen. I'm not saying go out here and just be like, I hate myself. I can't do nothing right. I am such a failure. No, don't do that deliberately or voluntarily. Stupid. But no, just, it's just one of those things. It's like, you may think that everything's falling apart, or really things are just falling into place. Nothing's falling apart. You may think it is because it's not going your way, but things are falling into place as how they should go and how they should really just flow in general in your life. You know, nothing really is just like, I don't know, nothing's really as bad as you think it is. And I guess, you know, everyone says that nothing's really bad as it seems. It's not. You know, someone may out there may see your 3 little views and turn them 3 views into 5K or 15K. It's just all in a matter of time. And thank God, if I didn't stay consistent on my podcast, if I didn't stay consistent on my YouTube, if I would have quit the radio show because I think no one wasn't listening to me, I would not be in this position I am right now to be, you know, talking to y'all, meeting dope people every day because they like what I do, they like what I write, they like what I see. I wouldn't be doing these things. I wouldn't be hosting events. I wouldn't be going to events, interviewing people or meeting, you know, Chris and Michelle or meeting Major or meeting light skinned Keisha. I wouldn't have done any of that if I would have just quit and thought no one liked my things or had such horrible, awful doubts about my own craft. I would have never been open to these opportunities that have just naturally aligned within my career path. I would have never done these things. So when you are in your room or you are just out and about in classes or just in life working and you feel like your hobby is not taking off to the career level you wanted to be, honestly, keep going, because there's someone out there watching you, looking at you, taking notes off of you, so that when you make it, they know that for sure it works. You have set out and discovered another blueprint that wasn't out there before. And we won't know it, or we don't know what it is if you quit. We won't know your story if you quit. And honestly, I just think that you don't want any regrets if you quit. You know, I see people all the time that are like, hey, you know, I used to do this, this, and this. I'm like, well, what happened? If you were so good, I quit. I regret that. You know, I want you to go out there and you do it, and you do it better than me just to make me proud. I don't want to be that person. I want to make myself proud. I want to be the person that make myself proud. I want to be my biggest idol, my biggest hero, my biggest crush, because I went out here and I made this shit happen regardless. I want to make my 13 to 16, 17 year old self happy. Like, I want to literally, I'm about to be 20 years old, so I really want to just pop off in this decade and make my teenage self so happy to the point where, like, honestly, I want to make my teenage self cry. Because if you told me at 15, 16 that I'll be doing things like this, making this type of impact, I honestly look at you like you're crazy and say, get out my face. I would have never thought I'd be sitting in this position, you know, speaking to people. Well, not speaking to people for real, but we're going to speak into the distance. But, you know, letting y'all hear me speak about things that I usually sit and think about and keep to myself in my head and write down on paper. I realize that words are power when you speak them, out to the atmosphere. They manifest, all those good things. I really, 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 you know, I'm just thankful that I've never quit. And I think that's what alignment shows us. We never quit. And we finally got what we deserved or what we wanted, what we desired. And it was all out of pure alignment, manifesting good energy into the air, getting it back and being blessed. And let the blessings just completely multiply. It reminds me of the word I say all the time, flourish. Flourish. The synonyms is grow, thrive, and multiply. What I always say is, I hope you flourish today, meaning you grow. Be Jesus. I always mess this up. I don't like to mess it up because it's my saying, it's my thing. If I mess it up, guess what? It's my fault. But no, grow, thrive, and multiply. I say thrive first. It's thrive, grow, and multiply. There we go. So thrive and accomplish everything and more. Grow through all of your challenges and multiply in all of your blessings. That's what I mean by flourish. I never, you know, that's what flourish means to me. And I'm a kind of a nerd. When I looked up flourish, I kind of also looked up other words that were synonyms to them, because I like to see what words are similar to certain other words, especially words like flourish. But no, when I say flourish, I mean thrive. Thrive for real. Go out here and accomplish things. Get new milestones in your life. Get new phases opened up, new chapters, and own that shit. Grow. Grow in each and every phase that you're doing. Go through all their challenges. It's going to be a challenge in every phase. I don't care if it started out good. I don't care if I get this internship. It may be something that I can't do. Oh, you may go get this new class and get all A's, but in the end, you may foresee yourself, oh, I'm going to get all A's in the end. I feel it. I'm going to speak it to existence. But this semester, them all A's about to be probably a rough journey. But guess what? You about to grow and learn much more about yourself because you sat there, you worked your ass off, you cried a little bit, you threw some books across the room, but damn it, you got them all A's and your GPA is up. And no one can tell you not a damn thing. And multiplying all your blessings. When you sit and you just thrive and thrive and thrive and you open yourself to new opportunities, those opportunities are going to bring new challenges. And you got to sit there and push yourself past them and get your skin tougher, get your mind sharper, get your reactions quicker. And when you do that, you grow to be better. You've tightened yourself up. You got yourself in better shape. So when the next thing comes along, it's not as hard, but it still is challenging. And when you do finish that phase or whatever you're doing, you'll feel so great that you accomplished and you finished it. And sometimes completion is a reward on its own. I made it through, I got it, and guess what? I can say I've been there, done that, and I straight up killed it while I was there. So, my friends, as I sit here with y'all, and I think about y'all, and I think about how people are sitting here right now thinking that their work is meaningless, it's not. This is, you know, you've gotten a new opportunity, but this is the grow time. This is the time where it's challenging you. This is the time where how consistent are you going to be? How bad do you want it? Are you really going to grow for it? This is the time that you make the most content. No one's watching you? Post 3 videos in a day. You don't think no one's listening to your podcast? Post about 2 in a day. I can't even do that. Post 2 in a day. You think no one is reading your articles? Keep posting it on that blog. Keep advertising that blog. Keep advertising that business. No one's going to buy your shades or your clothes. You thinking that, oh, no one's really buying my stuff. I only got 500 followers on Instagram. No one really seeing my stuff for real. I tag all these people every day and I get nothing in return. They don't even get a response. You know, give a response. Stop. Keep doing those things. Keep being consistent because people are going to keep seeing these and keep seeing these things. It's going to be in their brain. And they're going to be like, well, what is this then? So they keep promoting it and they keep putting it up here. What is it? You have to really think that there's someone always out there watching you. Even when you feel like you don't, you have to remind yourself, hey, someone could be watching me. It may not be as many people as I wanted to be, but people out here watching me doing my thing. And I can't let them down. They have took out time of the day to invest into my craft as much as I invested into mine. And guess what? They enjoy it. So why not let them enjoy it? I don't want to just cut this off so quickly. And don't. Alignment will come sooner than you think. You just have to keep working and keep preparing yourself for the day when things do align. You know how to act. You know how to do. You know how to go about it. You don't fuck it up. Please don't fuck it up. When you fuck up something that's alignment for you, it's going to hit you in your gut. It's going to make you feel sick. Don't do that. Don't do it. It's sickening. And then you see someone else in your spot. And you tell them, that should be me. No. They didn't mess up their blessing. You did. So you really have to think and sit and realize that this is the hard part. This is the part where people usually drop out. But are you weak though? Are you the weak one? Are you going to be that weak person that drops out, falls down because they're tired? Or are you going to fall down and get back up and stumble your way over there or crawl your way over there? You're going to find your way around some way, somehow. You know, you're going to find a way to do what you want to do because that's how bad you want it. You're going to try to keep pushing forward. No matter how hard it may be, no matter how irritating you may get because no one looks at your content and no one looks at your page, you don't have the followers you want to have, those things will come soon. You have to stay consistent, consistently always posting things and getting better and improvement. And only way you improve is to continue to do the things you've been doing. So my friends, keep posting on that blog. Keep playing that sport. Stay in that major. Stay in that major. Fuck the fact that you don't have all A's. Stay in that major if you truly love it. And keep staying here, even if it's hard. Keep staying here. There'll come days where things will not be as rough as they are now, but they will still be a challenge. My thing is, why stop right here when it's hell on earth? And you can stop or move towards the point where it's neutral, it's comfortable. When you say comfortable, it's neutral, it's rewarding, but it's still challenging. But you can handle them with your care because you've been conditioned to do that. Why would you miss out on that phase of your life? Because you want to be faint-hearted. Hey, my friends, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Be sure to follow the podcast on Instagram at TheLitSouthernBell and also on Twitter at TheLitSouthernBell. If you want to see what I'm doing because you're nosy and I know it, follow me at mimi.nava_. So that's mimi.navah_. So follow me on Twitter, Mimi Nava, and stay flourishing, my friends.